What's that sound?
Fifi Bevin Nick's $50,000 secret sound.
The podcast! Woo! Happy Friday! It's Friday
then! It's Saturday, Sunday, what?
Hello, world! Hello, internet! Hello to the aliens that might, I don't know, do they find the internet and can access? What am I talking about? I have no idea. It's Aaron Rich here, Tim Lee on the other side of the desk.
Aaron Rich coming off the back of a particularly rowdy R&B Friday.
What do you mean it's always rowdy on a Friday? We get up and about. Did you get any, we talked yesterday about, you know, sort of pimping ourselves out there to try and get some extra work because we realised something amazing about this podcast.
No one wanted to send me out to the Yarra Valley to do a nice wedding DJ. Spot for them. How about you can say personal
hype man? If you're feeling a bit flat, you know, especially on a Monday, like Mondays really suck, you know, and you just need that someone to really get you going, like Dave, do the work, Dave, do it. You know, that, I'm your man, but nothing. I haven't had anything.
So you, the listener, listening in your AirPods or whatever, I'm looking at Ronnie right in the eyes to see if he's like got sweats or dilated pupils. Anything to say if he's doing anything dodgy to get these levels up, smashing caffeine or Red Bulls. This is 100% natural, guys.
Well, I was about to say the only thing is the caffeine. I mean, I do a shitload of caffeine.
I do?
Yeah.
I have an unhealthy addiction to no-dose caffeine tablets.
I should stay away from them.
Yeah, your heart will explode at one point. By the way, we are not, if you're listening thinking, oh, maybe they're talking about all this random stuff and there's clues in here about the Fifi Fevenix $50,000 cigarette sound. Nah, we're just wasting time.
We're just padding. Should you explain what padding is?
Padding is what I've done to my body over the last few months with all the excessive eating. I have lots of padding.
I was talking about the radio term or the
padding is when you just talk. Because you're trying to do something in the background. No, haven't you got everything? Haven't you got all the sound effects? And we're going to find out what happened this morning with Fifi Fever Nick.
I'm ready to go. I've just been enjoying having a conversation with you. I mean, I'm happy to kick. No, let's get stuck to it. We will go through all the incorrect answers from the week. That will come really, really helpful come Monday at 7 a.m. when you play Fifi Fever Nick's $50,000 secret sound. We'll do that shortly. But we're rolling around three clues now. One of them we're not going to mention here. You have to go through and find it on the next podcast. Am I a jerk for saying that, or should we say what we said the other day?
The next one. You mean the previous one?
Yeah, the previous one.
Yeah, so if you're looking at it on the listener app, it'll be the podcast down towards the bottom of your phone.
So technically there's three podcasts. Technically there's three clues, but we're only going to talk about two of them.
I didn't say the second clue on air today, the one that Fifi Fever Nick revealed this morning.
Oh, well, so you're going to, is it like you're hearing this for the first time?
No, I went to get some lunch on Clarendon and I was listening to your R&B Friday shift and I heard you say it and I'm like, oh my God, I should have been letting my listeners know about it.
All right, so we know the first one is Bunnings. There was another one that we dished out yesterday on yesterday's potty. Here is the other clue for Fifi Fever Nick's $50,000 secret sound if you aren't aware of it.
I have an envelope in front of me, boys. Look at that. It says top secret clue.
That's very fancy.
It is, isn't it?
Fancy envelope.
The clue is durable.
I think most things at Bunnings are durable, though. Because you'd they're there so. To build stuff.
Yeah, to paint. Yeah, it really throws me. Durable.
I think batteries for some reason.
Batteries. Okay. Yeah, good one.
Isn't that a brand of battery?
Oh, durables. It is durable. Yeah, yeah, durable. Yeah, I think
that's where my brain went.
And you can buy them at Bunnings.
How do you make batteries click? Put them together?
But in terms of the clue that we said in yesterday's podcast,
you wouldn't want to combine batteries with what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know about that. What else? What else have we got to cover before the
ladies and gentlemen? I just saw Aaron's brain stop. I witnessed a man's soul leave his body.
I literally
he looked around.
That.
He looked at me like, "Who are you? What are we doing here?"
We are going to get to the week's incorrect guesses, but before I do that, is there literally anything else that is in your mind that we need to discuss?
I love everyone who's been downloading and listening to this. You guys have got the edge over the regular Fox listeners. You guys, I'm calling you Fox fans, doing the extra work that's hopefully going to pay off with a life-changing $50,000.
And here is the week's incorrect guesses. Jot them all down.
I think it's one of the gas lighters that you ignite a barbecue with. You know when you get a gift card from Bunnings and you click it off the paper or the plasticky thing and it goes click, click?
Is it the thing that sits on top of a piano that ticks when you're learning how to play the piano?
Is it a hose connection connecting to either the tap or just like the nozzle?
I think it's a metal tape measure.
Pliers opening and closing and then the metal clicking together.
Is it a dolphin torch? I think it is a plastic screw container undoing the clips and doing them back up.
I believe it's a wire stripper.
You know, when you connect to the hose when you connect it to the tap?
Well, I reckon it's a pair of barbecue tongs coming together. Like the metal tongs?
I'm just going to go with an elastic band getting flicked and like hitting paper or something solid.
So I think it's like a big glass office door and when you push the latch down, it clicks and then you let go of the latch and it clicks again.
I think it's a Newton's cradle.
I believe the secret sound is the handheld patron counter as you were going through into Bunnings and they would have to click their little handheld counter to let
the numbers
know how many people were going in and out of the building.
I think it's sliding a coin into a shopping trolley and clicking it in.
I think the secret sound is when you go to Bunnings and you're leaving, they have a hammer stamp. And so they stamp the receipt or they stamp kids' hands.
I think it's your daughter's hair clip, the one that you push open and then push down once it's in the hair.
Squeezing the sauce bottle on a sausage at the Bunnings sausage sizzle.
I am going to go out on a limb here and say I'm not sure if we're close, if we're going a completely wrong direction. There are so many good guesses there, like hearing the barbecue tongs, hearing the flashlight, clicking the flashlight. There are so many things in those guesses that it could be, but we're just not getting anywhere near it.
I had a conversation with the sound keeper.
Uh-oh.
Of those incorrect guesses, one of them was kind of in the ballpark. I'm not going to say anything else.
Which one?
I'm not saying anything else.
Oh, come on, Tim. Which one? One of them's in the ballpark of what the secret sound is that could win $50,000. You can't leave us there.
Good luck. Whenever you're listening to this, Monday morning, 7 o'clock, your next chance to get that winning feeling.
And that's it. Have a great weekend.
All right, see you, bye.
I'm done.
Bye.